Adnan Ahmed, ADNAN, Space AHMED, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Date of service is January the 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Louis Mahan, Louise, space Mahan. Date of birth is 8/5/1936. Primary care physician is Dr. Sunhar. Medi Rapa, Sunhar, space Meadirappa. Address is 20905 Greenfield, suit number 502, Southfield, Michigan 48074. Phone number is 248-395-2888. Fax number is 248-395-2981. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note, next paragraph. Reason for a visit, new consult period, next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Louis Mahan, a 76-year-old, very pleasant African-American lady with a past medical history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, stomach cancer, with a life vest on, as well as a history of pulmonary embolism in the year 2010. Period, she is in our cardiology clinic today as the reason for a new consult. Here, next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient has been complaining of severe chest heaviness associated with shortness of breath when she walks for 10 steps. The patient also does complain of orthopnea and PND. Period. The patient also does complain of lightheadedness occasionally from time to time, but the patient denies any syncope or near syncope. Period. The patient does complain of some claudication associated with ulcers in the lower extremities, and the patient has 5+ putting edema in the lower extremities. Period. The patient is non-compliant with her medication, and she does not know what she's taking medication, but she says that she follows up with the primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history significant for number 1, diabetes mellitus, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is stomach cancer, number 4 is pulmonary embolism, number 5 is congestive heart failure, newly diagnosed on December the 10th on account of echocardiogram, which showed a heart function ejection fraction of 25 to 30%. Period. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for avascular necrosis of the metatarsal head on account of osteomyelitis versus gouty arthritis. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. Social history is the patient denies any history of smoking or drinking alcohol or illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Family history is significant for hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient is allergic to penicillin. Period. Next paragraph. Current medications. Currently, the patient is taking some medication, but she does not remember the name. So we have advised the patient to bring all her medications during the next follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Next paragraph. Vital signs on today's visit. Patient blood pressure is 148/95. Heart rate is 103 per minute. Weight is 237 pounds. Height is 5'6". Period. Rest of the physical examination. Please copy and paste from the template of normal physical examination. Blood P is at 5+ putting edema in the lower extremities. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Diagnostic investigation number 1 is echocardiogram done on 1/2/2013, which shows left ventricular is mildly dilated with overall left ventricular systolic function is severely impaired with an ejection fraction of 25 to 30%. Period. Pseudo normal LV filling pattern is considered with elevated LA pressure. There was right atrium is mildly dilated with right ventricle is mildly enlarged, measuring 3.4 into 3.7 centimeter. Period. There was trace aortic regurgitation with mild mitral regurgitation with moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Period. The aortic root is mildly dilated. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is CT thorax for pulmonary embolism with contrast done on August 20th, 2010, which shows interval decrease in number of pulmonary emboli, no significant change. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment and plan number 1 is chest pain.
Does this record too?
Yeah.
Patient has been complaining of chest pain associated with shortness of breath brought on by exertion as well as on the rest. Period. The patient is on life vest since the last 2 years. As the patient is becoming symptomatic for the as per guideline, the patient is scheduled for a left heart cath on 1/28/2013. The patient is in heart.
Yes.
Period, and we will follow up the patient back in a period of 1 month to discuss the result test results. Period. As per guidelines, if the patient is on life vest and he is symptomatic, it is recommended to undergo left heart cath immediately. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is shortness of breath. The patient has been complaining of severe shortness of breath. The patient's last echocardiogram was done on 1/10/2013, which showed a severely impaired left ventricular function with a ejection fraction of 25%. So for that purpose, we'll just continue to monitor the patient closely. For that purpose, we have also recommended the patient to undertake a left heart cath just to assess any blockages in the heart. Period. And we will follow up the patient back in a period of 1 month. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is bilateral pitting edema. The patient has 5+ pitting edema on today's visit, and this edema has been going on for the past 1 week. The patient is also has a history of pulmonary embolism. Period. We advise the patient venous Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities just to rule out any DVT, but the patient's swelling is not allowing us to investigate further into this matter. Just try to manage the patient's heart failure for now, and we will follow her closely after the left heart cath. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is our claudication in the lower extremities. The patient has been complaining of claudication after walking for just 5 to 8 steps, so we have also recommended her, as well as there has been the patient also has been developing some bilateral lower extremity ulcers. It might be pressure ulcers, or it might be due to the arterial disease. So for that purpose, we recommended an arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities. But again, because of the swelling, it won't be able to. We won't be able to further signify the art. We won't be able to look at the arteries because of the swelling. So right now we intend to manage the patient's heart failure aggressive medications and do a left heart cath, and we will closely monitor the patient's arterial Doppler ultrasound. Okay, next paragraph. Next plan is lightheadedness. The patient has been complaining of lightheadedness, probably might be due to the low ejection fraction. So we'll just continue to monitor the patient for closely for this regard, and we'll follow up in a period of 1 month to go over with her symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Miss Louis Mahan. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see her back in a period of 1 month to go over the results of left heart cath and aggressive management of her heart failure. Period. In the meanwhile, she is to follow up with her primary care physician for the continuity of care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, dictating for Dr. Dahir Muhammad. Period. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.